Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to BDSIR Networks Presents No Foul Play. Later on today, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget, on Fox Sports, Solon Sports, at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have the WBC World Heavyweight Champion, Deontay Wilder, joining us on the show on Solon Sports. So make sure you catch Mike Knox, Mike, and myself later on tonight at 6. But tonight, we're talking football. Finally, we're back in 2017. And, yeah. Rick, do you want to say hello since you've been back from Alaska? Rick? I think he's still somewhere in the old pipes. All right, Momo, what's going on? Welcome back to the program, brother.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me back. It's been a long time, but we're back. We're here. It's 2017, and there's loads to talk about.
All right, well, Rick is on here. He's probably in the restroom or something. I don't know what the hell's going on with him. Or maybe his cell phone reception over there in Alaska is not working properly. But Momo, before we get started, and we actually do start talking about football, proper football, and I know you have a lot on your chest. So I'm going to start off the show with you. Tell me what is going on.
You want me to start alphabetically or with my team?
You can start off however you like. The floor is yours because I know you've been waiting a while for you to say your piece. So go ahead, Momo. I'll give you the floor, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Much appreciated. Well, guys, we're back at Scotch Corner, but it's going to be a little bit more than a corner this week because there's been a shed load, because we're keeping it clean and we're not swearing on this show, family friendly. Shed load gone on. As you all know, I'm a big Elgin fan. We've faltered in the league a little bit. We're 15 points behind in third place. We've got two games in hand, but it's going to be tight to win league now, so we're going to start with playoffs. As for my other team, Rangers, God, where the hell do I start? What an absolute disaster we are right now. We are third place. We are 27 points behind Celtic. And on Friday, our manager resigned. But not without controversy. No. I hear you think, oh, you probably resigned because Rangers are crap. Yeah, we are crap. But this entire episode, because that's all Rangers seem to be doing right now, is having episodes over the last 6.5 years, 5.5 years even. So, just to cut it short and save you going through all the boring history of the last few years, we got Mark Warburton of a former Brentford fame, who got into the playoffs in their first season. Thought, great, won the championship last season, happy days, promoted. This season's been a shambles, beaten by Celtic, beaten by Hearts, can't beat Ross County, can't beat Hamilton at home. One disaster after another. Players not good enough, players not stepping up, terrible signings. You name it, it's happened. So, Friday night, 9 o'clock, Mark Warburton has resigned as Rangers manager. What the hell? 20 past 9, Mark Warburton denies resigning as Rangers manager. 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, Chairman Dave King releases a statement saying that a deal was brokered on Monday via the agent of Warburton, assistant manager David Weir, and head of recruitment, Frank McParland, to be released from a deal without compensation to go to another club, much regarded as Nottingham Forest. This was sanctioned by the board to let the trio go their separate ways from the club to Forest, apparently. And then Wednesday evening, the offer came in from the agent again of the three to defer or even no longer sanction said resignations of the trio because they want to stay now. And quite rightly so, the board rejected this because at the end of the day, and you're at a club the size of Rangers, no matter how bad and how terrible a state we are in, we are not a stepping stone. You want to be here, you want to win. If you don't want to be here, there's the door. And that's basically a very, very small synopsis of what's went down over the last 72 hours in Scottish football.
It seems like Rangers is becoming a shambles on its own, although they were able to be 2-1 victors over the Cup this past weekend, huh?
2-1 victories in the Cup. I was working until 4 o'clock yesterday, and the game kicked off at 3, so by the time I got to the pub for my work, I got the last half hour. We were playing a Championship side, and no disrespect to Morton. Morton are a good team in the Championship. They're on form, but they're not at the level of Hibs and Dundee United, who are leading the Championship. 6 points between those two, by the way, just as a heads up in case any fans out there are watching the Scottish Championship. But then also, they're not on the level of Rangers. And again, that's no disrespect because we're not on a good level ourselves. but the Premiership is a step up. But we struggled, we toiled. And in the last minute, Morton had a great opportunity to score because of a mix-up between a right-back and the goalkeeper, leaving the gaping net. But luckily for us, he put it over the bar, even though it was probably easier to score. So that game probably should have been 2-2. And also, just as a note, we were actually behind within 7 minutes of that match kicking off yesterday. And it took us till about the 60th minute to equalise.
Well, so basically, right now, what do you see? What do you see is going to be the future of your club, Rangers? I mean, where do you see them now at after the whole shenanigans been going on throughout the weekend? Like, what's your synopsis for the rest of the season going into the new season with a brand new manager?
I don't know. I don't know, man. And it's really hard to be optimistic right now. I mean, there's so much turmoil going on internally and externally in the club, on the field, off the field. It's just, I trust the board complicitly, but I mean, it's just so hard to watch the team because they are not good enough and they are not stepping up. I mean, going back to the whole Warburton resigning thing, this is all based around the fact he took a little bit of a hissy fit last weekend. Not the weekend just passed, but the weekend previously, to being scrutinised by the board over his signings and their performance, and given the fact that he was given extra money to sign extra players out with the agreed-upon plan when he signed his deal to become manager, and signed an additional six players. And so he signed 11 players last summer, okay, and out of those 11 players, only two have had regular game time. And he moaned that the board scrutinised his recruitment policy.
Wow. Rick, are you there? He's still there. Rick. Richard.
Are you in Alaska? Siberia?
Mongolia.
He might as well be.
I don't know what the hell he's doing, but okay, whatever. Anyway, Kimomo. Wow, so that's crazy. Okay, well, anything else you want to say before we actually do continue on with the rest of the show, man?
Just that Celtic will win the treble. There's no stopping them in the Scottish Cup. They're three ties away from winning the Scottish Cup. They are at home to St Mirren in the next round, whilst we, Rangers, are at home to Dunfermline or Hamilton. Getting past one of them will probably end up with Aberdeen or Celtic, which will result in another defeat and a guaranteed trophy this season, while Celtic will go on and win the treble because they're 27 points clear at top of the league, and the league has been over since Halloween. As far as I'm concerned,
the league's probably been over since a ball has been kicked, though. I really think in Scotland, it's well, like that for the
to be honest, yes. Because the financial golfing class of players they've got and we've got, and Aberdeen, who are currently second, have got, is just huge. Simple as that.
All right, guys, don't forget also to follow up with Scottish football as well. Make sure you follow Momo on Twitter. He'll give you his Twitter handle later on, or if you have him on Facebook or on the Flock Football, he'll definitely be able to tell you more on that. Also, on top of that, guys, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, and this is a plug for Alex. Alex's MLF or MLS kicks off again on March 5th. Orlando City to take on New York City FC with your reigning champions. I forgot who it was. Seattle Sounders. Anyway, that's how much MLF actually does get on this show. But let's go ahead and continue on really quick. Let's start off with Spain really quick. Let's see. Really quick about Spain, Momo. As we know, a week ago, not this past week, but the week last weekend, Real Madrid. Uh-huh. Hear me?
I'm here, yeah. I'm here, man. Okay.
Now I say that Real Madrid and Celta Vigo's match has been postponed due to the lack of I think there was a storm going on and the ground was deemed to be unfit. Now Real Madrid still top of the table, but now the major thing key about Real Madrid now being on top of the table is that they're two games ahead of Barcelona. They're still 1 point ahead, so realistically that could turn into a 7-point league. So my question to you is, and if Rick, whenever he comes on, he could chime in, is the league over in Spain? I mean, right now Real Madrid is not. Real Madrid do look unstoppable. However, at the end of the day, the way that I've watched them play, it hasn't been, this season hasn't been that Real Madrid season. I just think that Barcelona, Sevilla, and Atletico Madrid behind them just haven't had that ambition this season. Because if you look at this Real Madrid that has been playing, they really haven't lined up the path, man.
No, they played well. They got their 42-match unbeaten run, I believe.
40.
40. So I knew it was something like the 40 mark. But yeah, like you say, I mean, they've been playing well. And to get, and obviously that's no simple effort to go 40 unbeaten. But one of the key results, and I think we said this a couple months ago now, but I said it could be a defining factor, and it was Barcelona 0, Alaves 1 at the Nou Camp.
Right.
That was a huge defeat. Nobody would have put that down on a coupon or even bet a pint on it. But it happened. Mm. And now, with a point behind, which is all well and good, because yes, a point, play Real Madrid, beat them. That's 2 points ahead. But Madrid win those two games in hand, that's still 4 points. That's still two games they've got to slip up in. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say the league's over because it's a long way to go yet, and we all know how daft football can be sometimes. I mean, you yourself, Man City, a few years ago, last kick of the ball, won the league. Rangers have won the league twice with last kick of the ball. So, you know, anything can happen. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Barcelona won the league, but it also wouldn't surprise me if Real won the league because of the way they've played the season and the way Barcelona have not played the times of the season. Same with Atleti, they've had numerous opportunities to go and close the gap, but whenever they are handed an opportunity, they seem to draw or lose against poorer teams they should really be beating with the squad they've got.
And on top of that, Real Madrid, if you really do think about it, Bob, Momo, is they've done it without Gareth Bale for a substantial amount of the actual season. And now now he's actually already finally back in first team training. I think as of yesterday, this morning, he's back in training as well. And he wants to be Zidane is actually thinking about bringing him in, easing him back to the team in the second leg of the Champions League against Napoli, which we'll talk about the Champions League in just a second as it finally does resume tomorrow after a long, long break. But when it comes to Spain, man, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think I haven't really seen that explosiveness that of Real Madrid that you would think that you would see based on the fact where they are in the league table. You know, obviously only 20 games played, 49 points, one ahead of Barcelona. Obviously, they still and they still have to receive Barcelona, Sevilla, and Atletico Madrid at the Santiago Bernabeu. So it's I don't want to say either that the league is over, but as time progresses by, Real Madrid are beating the teams that they have to beat. They do have that two-game cushion as well.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you, Momo. I just don't see a way for Barcelona for them to be able to bounce back against Real Madrid unless the big teams, where you know, either Atletico Madrid, Sevilla, or Barcelona do go to the Santiago Bernabeu and they take points away from Real Madrid. I just don't see it happening for Real Madrid not winning the league title, man.
I can see where you're coming from, but I've got to disagree with you to an extent there, just because Celta Vigo did it in the Copa del Rey, so...
Yeah, but it's
I know that I know it's one-off ties, and well, not one-off ties because it's two-legged affairs. But you know, if Celta Vigo can do it, then on paper, of course, you know, squads being far superior, budgets, well, you know. But you know, if you know, but anybody can beat any other day, and obviously Celta Vigo had their day or their days in this case because it's a two-legged affair, like I said. Mm-hmm. So you know, Sevilla just need to go there and be on form, or even just have a little bit of luck and a draw, and then Barcelona win. Straight away, Barcelona top of the league by a point. Real Madrid win two games in hand. Okay, that's fine. That's 5 points. But then Barcelona or Atleti draw and lose. I know, draw and beat Madrid. And that's Barcelona potentially top of the league, or even Atleti top of the league. I'm not entirely sure how far Atleti are.
Is that you, Rick? Who's that?
Rick? It wasn't me.
That is Rick. I don't know. He's probably avoiding us, or his cell phone reception somewhere in Alaska is not working properly. But yeah, Momo. I mean, I guess I see your point. We'll see what happens when it comes to
just checking the Spanish team now to see how far behind Atleti are.
Atletico has absolutely no remote chance of actually doing anything in the league title. You're back, Rick.
Oh, you're right. They're 7 points behind. Sevilla's got a bit more points.
Atletico ain't winning the title, guys. I don't care what you say.
Hey!
you can ignore that.
Right, for the billions of fans, do you want to put money on this right now? Right here, right now, live on BJSIR Network. Do you want to put money on this?
What, an Atletico not winning the title?
No, Atletico. I thought you said Atletico winning a title. Damn.
No. Atletico are never going to win the title.
That's what I said that as well. And I love Atletico Madrid, but the way that they've been playing lately, it's just been horrendous. You know, it's been horrendous. You know, I don't know what it is about Atletico Madrid. Ever since they won the league title, the last couple of seasons, yeah, they finished third, right? But Simeone, Rick, and Momo, it's like he mostly focuses on the Champions League. Do you honestly think that he will sacrifice the league for the Champions League? Because he's just that close of winning the Champions League with Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, he is, in my opinion.
Rick?
He's
like, whatever. He's like, Rick's like, at the end of the day, Atletico Madrid have absolutely no chance whatsoever in winning the Champions League. Yet they made the Champions League final last year, and he didn't think that they were going to make the Champions League last year when they faced Barcelona in that quarterfinal tie.
Who have Atletico got next in Champions League?
Pass.
Sorry?
That's his pass. I have no idea.
No, what was his question? I couldn't even hear him.
Who have Atletico got in the Champions League?
In the Champions League, Atletico Madrid do have Bayer Leverkusen.
Oh, that's that one then. Okay, cool.
You remember 2 years ago, though, what happened with Atletico Madrid and Bayer Leverkusen?
I do. They didn't win anything. Anyway, so...
They won it in penalties. They won it in penalties.
And they won nothing, so yeah.
Yeah, God. All right, well, that's the hate. That's the hate that Atletico Madrid gets on this show.
It's just the truth.
But no. Realistically, I do agree with you. Atletico Madrid have absolutely no chance whatsoever of winning anything this season. They do have a good squad. If you really look at it, I mean, we always talk about them being the defensive fortress that they are. Well, this season they've let in 18 goals, only scored 39. So realistically, that defensive force that we thought about last season, Momo, is basically now done and dusted. They do have a great attacking Griezmann. Yannick Carrasco plays there, Koke, but it just seems that it's just not enough, and other teams have finally been able to break down Diego Simeone's, you know, tactics in terms of defensively and also offensively, because they're able to neutralize Griezmann. Griezmann hasn't been the same player that he has, Rick, and since last season or even 2 years ago. And now, I don't know if maybe the transfer talk rumors because they could also mess with someone's head, but we have heard out there, Rick, and I know how much you love your transfer rumors. There are rumblings out there that Manchester United are ready to break the bank on Antoine Griezmann.
Good for them.
Your sarcasm game is so strong, bro.
Nothing's going to happen until the end of the season. If they pay 70 million, they'll get him. Good for them. Is he worth 70 million? I don't think so.
Really? You don't think so?
No.
Momo?
He's not worth 70 million. How much did Real Madrid pay for Ronaldo?
For who?
For Ronaldo.
86?
No.
Football's so inflated nowadays that £70 million is really chump change for all these teams, though, if you really think about it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they do that in turnover and shirt sales in like a season, so...
Still isn't, it's worth it.
Exactly. Well, I should know what teams like Real Madrid, they'll go and sign this latest Galactico, and like, it's like, you know, it's like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, he's the best player, and then all the fans flock and buy the shirt with the name. And it's like, it's £60 a pop for a shirt, you know. You're selling like 20,000 shirts within the first week of the guy signing. That's half your money made back straight away.
If you guys continue to look down all the way to the bottom of the table, we see in 15th place a team that we like to actually scrutinize here on the show a lot, Momo and I, and that's Valencia. We know that Rick right now does have a bet going on
that open Valencia,
that Valencia are going to get relegated. Right now, Valencia are about 4 points ahead of the relegation zone. They're 15th place. Remember, they were a Champions League team 2 years ago. They had Albert Negredo as a star striker at one point. Rick, can Valencia get relegated this season?
I hope so.
Yeah, you hope so, but do you think they will is the question.
No, I think the teams below them are worse, so probably not. So.
Momo?
Yeah, but, you know, it often sounds like the teams below them.
It's hard to say. I mean... I know earlier in the season I was all over Valencia, and I was like, yep, they're going down, they're going down, they're going down. I mean, I know they're only a few points above relegation zone, but they seem to be picking up points against the teams around them and picking up points in vital weekends when other teams are playing each other, like around them. So it seems that as it stands right now, that they're a good bit of form in terms of, well, a lot of form they're in is good enough for survival, but we're only in mid-February. There's still 3 months to go. That's a long time and a hell of a lot of games. So, you know, I mean, they could go on a 10-game losing streak and be bottom of the league.
True.
For all we know.
True.
But then we could also go on a 10-game winning streak and be in the Europa League places. So.
Yeah, very true.
They won't do that, but I think we'll survive by skin our teeth.
If we continue on, guys, really quick to Serie A, on there, obviously Juventus right now 7 points clear of Roma. They're just in a winning streak. They haven't drawn any games this season. Have lost 4, and that was in the beginning of the season. Obviously, we can concede the title back again to Juventus because I see Roma no way getting into it. Napoli have been playing fantastic football, but I doubt Napoli could close a 9-point deficit on Juventus. However, the big story has been Inter. As we know, they started off the season at bottom half of the table. Now they've climbed to 4th, and then you have Atalanta, Lazio, and Milan fighting for the Europa League spots. Rick, really quick, Serie A, has it interested you at all this season, or is it just the same exact thing with Juventus winning the title and then your usual suspects getting those Champions League places?
Yeah, exactly what you just said. It's Juventus winning the league, the rest of them fighting it out for second Vimple.
Yeah, I mean, there's
it's a real shame, but there's just nobody there to compete with them. So
yeah, when it used to be the once dubbed the best league in the world, it is shameful seeing that. However, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I'm still proud of AC Milan going from 12th place last season now to 7th, climbing up the table. I know they lost 3 in a row for the last 5 matches. They finally got back on the score sheet, but hey, you can't fault AC Milan. They have nothing. They have the youngest squad in Serie A, so I think AC Milan eventually, hopefully, I would say, that they definitely can rise back up to European glory. I think they might even make the Europa League. They're only 5 points behind Atalanta. For those European spots, so we'll see. I mean, I think it'll be good for AC Milan to get back into the Europa League. Momo.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen because Atalanta aren't one of these mainstays of Italian football that's always there or whereabouts. They're like, you could say, I'm trying to think who's a team that's, you know, infrequently in Europe from Italy, but maybe like.
Well, not Sassuolo. Sassuolo just made the Europa League last season. And that's because they finished 7th. You're talking about Fiorentina.
Yeah, Fiorentina. Yeah, that's what you're thinking of. Yeah, I mean, some seasons it's like, oh, Fiorentina look good. Then they falter, finish 6th, scrape Europa League qualification.
Right.
And other seasons, then they're garbage and scrape 9th and are nowhere near Europe. Mm. So, yeah, it's hard to say. But I mean, like you say, man, Serie A is nowhere near what it is. Davin, if you're listening or ranting on flop football like you normally do, sorry, buddy. Love you a bit. Nah, Serie A is not what it was. It's garbage nowadays. I'm sorry, it is.
And that's one thing that gets to me. He goes, "Oh, it's still a prestigious league. I mean, it's one of the top 5. Actually, I'm not even gonna say top 5 because I wouldn't even consider league on a top league in Europe. Let's be honest. The top four leagues are the Premier League, the La Liga, Bundesliga, and Serie A. But however, yep. Serie A, I think you guys would agree with me, it's in the bottom of their barrel from those other 4 leagues.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so it's
crap.
Yeah, it's definitely but really quick, let's switch now where we probably could see brand new champions after 4 seasons, Rick, and that's Monaco over in France. I mean, obviously we know that the loss of Zlatan Ibrahimovic over to Manchester United for PSG hasn't sit well for PSG. Are you surprised to see Monaco though top and Nice also fighting there 5 points behind Monaco?
I think Nice is a surprise. Monaco are always there or thereabouts every season. Well, apart from they're a bit of an offset. They had a lost season last year, didn't they? But they've been there or thereabouts. And they've got a good squad, Monaco. But Nice is a surprise.
Momo?
Pretty much what Rick said. I mean, I don't take much of an interest in League 1, to be honest with you. But I'm aware of what's going on. I'm aware that Nice have pretty much came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. So and that's Mario Balotelli, too, right there. Right, Mario Balotelli has a lot to do with it as well.
So I believe, yeah.
It's kind of
and also that, you know, Monaco have not come out of nowhere, but they're doing really well. So
are they going to win the league title this year, Rick? Or do you think PSG is still going to win it?
PSG. They're going to walk it.
Walk it, he says. Wow. Okay. Momo?
No, PSG will have the experience to get over the line, I think. I could be wrong, but that's my pick.
I honestly do think we're going to have new league on champions. I think Monaco will win it, especially if you guys look at their stats right now. They've scored 75 goals throughout the, you know, and we're only one in the middle of February. They scored 75 goals to PSG's 50, have led in 23 to PSG's 18. They have a plus 52 goal differential with against a plus 32 by PSG. I mean, look, and they've already played, by the way. Monaco and PSG have already played back-to-back on their games. So it's not like they have to go in and play once each other once again. So they've already played each other. The only way is that Monaco hasn't been dropping points. PSG hasn't been dropping points. If that's the case, Monaco are just going to win the league title. And now, I just want to give a big ups, even though I'm not a big fan of it. And I know Rick's going to be like, oh, God, I can't believe he's about to say this. But I'm going to say it anyway. The resurgence of one Radamel Falcao. He has been playing absolutely fantastic. The last 15 league games, he's had 10 goals, Rick. 10 goals.
It's the French league. It's the French league.
I knew
league.
He was going to say something. He can't give credit where credit is due to a player, Momo, that went down right before the 2014 FIFA World Cup, which everyone was excited to watch, right? Obviously had really bad spells at Man United and at Chelsea. Fine, he couldn't handle the Premier League, but now he's doing his thing again in Monaco, and Rick can't even give him credit.
Dude, it's a pish posh. It's a pish league. Even Momo is just dead. It's a pish league.
To be fair, Ligue 1 is garbage.
Thank you. Well, that's two, wait, that's I know two, it's two people. You've been outnumbered here, mate.
I know. I know it's rich for me, you know, the Scottish football guy, because Scottish football, we all know, is in the toilet, literally. But I mean, French football isn't far behind it, like, because it's not good to watch. It's not pretty football. It's not exciting football. It's meh.
We get absolutely no love for any of the Colombians on this show, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize to whoever's Colombian out there that Rick likes to actually just dig it deep into us. But anyway, we'll continue on right now. And I have to talk really quick, Rick.
So salty.
Rick, you know what I have to talk about now, right? You already know what's coming.
Is it Germany?
You already know we're going to the Bundesliga.
Can I start this one off? Isn't it great to see that the German authorities have decided to have a big stamp on Dortmund after the fans decided to attack Red Bull Leipzig fans? They've now got to close the Yellow Wall stadium, and they've been fined £500,000. Dirty, dirty.
Wow.
Well, they haven't closed it yet.
Yes. No. It is. It is officially closed, and it will be closed for this Saturday or Sunday's game versus. Is it Werder Bremen the play?
I think so,
Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
The play in Wolfsburg is officially going to be closed.
Oh, when did it come out? Like, I haven't seen this.
Also, it has been debated by MPs in Germany. That's how serious it got.
Wow.
This was confirmed today, Hugo.
Okay. Momo, I mean, any thoughts on before I finally...
Dirty Dortmund.
No, I'm just going to let you two boys have it out. You know, just get you know... Get your little peeing contest on the go here. I'm going to sit back with popcorn and enjoy.
All
right. Hugo, the floor is yours, my friend.
Well, let me read out. Borussia Dortmund accept German FA sanction and stadium closure following crowd disorder. So partial stadium closure. Dortmund's south stand, known as the Yellow Wall, will be closed against Wolfsburg this weekend. Dortmund will also fined £85,000 after supporters attacked visiting Red Bull Leipzig fans last week. Members of Parliament urge authorities to take zero tolerance approach to the homophobia chants that were chanted before, during, and after the game. Nice.
So obviously, Rick has taken a huge, huge, huge laugh at this because everyone knows I do love Borussia Dortmund. They are my German team. They are the team that I have supported in Germany for many years.
I like Dortmund. I think they're a great club, but that's pretty horrific what's happened. So.
Yeah, but if you see me struggle... Oh, you see me suffering. You take great joy out of it. So it's fine, Rick. I understand. I completely understand where you're coming from. Borussia Dortmund, let's be honest, they haven't looked great. I would say probably since Aubameyang went to the European Cup, African Cup of Nations. Gabon did get, by the way, which I can't believe they did, but Gabon, the host of the African Cup of Nations, did get bounced out very, 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 very quickly. However, I just the inconsistency with Borussia Dortmund is just sickening. You know, they have such a tremendous squad. They have such a big squad in terms of attack. But Rick, when it comes to defense, Borussia Dortmund are just absolutely terrible. I watched some of their games recently against lower oppositions like your Darmstadt, your Werder Bremens, your Hamburgs, your Wolfsburg. I can't believe I'm saying Wolfsburg right now. They're 14th place right now in the Bundesliga. You know, against Bayer Leverkusen, Cologne. I think we lost a game against Cologne as well. And it's just been that ever since Mats Hummels has left, Borussia Dortmund defensively, they just can't get it right. I mean, they could do everything in attack, but defensively, they're terrible. And on top of that as well, Rick, Roman Bürki. My God. You know, people want to talk about people want to talk about Claudio Bravo being so freaking bad at Manchester City. Borussia Dortmund got to look at Roman Bürki because he is just horrible. Horrible. But kind of like the Italian league, Bayern Munich once again, 7 points clear of Red Bull Leipzig. Red Bull Leipzig have lost 3 games within the last 5. I knew that the fade would obviously eventually end. They're dropping like flies. Although they did get a healthy enough league, Rick and Momo, between them and Eintracht Frankfurt and Borussia Dortmund for them to be 8 points clear ahead of both those two teams. So, I mean, I could honestly see Red Bull Leipzig making the Champions League next season, Rick.
I think they will. I think they will.
Oh, yes. Completely agree.
And really quick, in the relegation zone, we're talking about relegation. I was talking about Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg are 8 points behind, if I'm not mistaken, of Werder Bremen for that relegation spot in terms of that playoff. It could be like Valencia. Wolfsburg could definitely see themselves in relegation. However, I think Hamburg, Bremen, Ingolstadt, and Darmstadt are perhaps those teams are just probably worse than Wolfsburg. But Wolfsburg, ever since their whole team has been completely just ripped apart. They just haven't been obviously the same in the Bundesliga. So anyway, that's my German rant. That's it. We just gotta go to the Premier League now. We gotta go to the Premier League. And I don't know where we should start off in the Premier League, guys. I don't know if we should start off with Leicester or we should start off with Chelsea, or there's so many things that we could talk about. Rick, you decide. Where would you want to go in this segment, dude? Like, where do you want to go in the Premier League?
Let's start with Sunderland.
Okay, go ahead, Rick, because I know you have something to say when it comes to Sunderland.
So last week, Sunderland, you know, they had a big fight back. I think, was it 3-0, 4-0, they won against, was it West Brom?
Against 3-0. Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, sorry. And they did really well, and everyone was like, we're on the up. They're back on the up. They're getting out relegation. And this weekend, what happened?
They get thumped.
They got thumped. And do you know where they went the very next day? Do you know where they went on Monday morning? They all went on a warm winter training camp. Oh, yeah. They all went on a winter training camp. Amazing. So Sunderland, man, they've had a new manager for a while in David Moyes. He's not done a lot. His signings have been suspect, to say the least. Disappointed, man. I'm disappointed. And I can't say anything but them going down at the moment. Unless somebody wants to tell me I'm wrong here.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And unfortunately, reality is dooming on me as well in the bottom of the table. That's Crystal Palace. I have love for Crystal Palace. You know, it's a team that we've seen on the up and coming into the Premier League. Rick, you told me, listen, don't put your money on Crystal Palace ever to make it into the top 10 because this is a team that will let you down. He's told me since Crystal Palace came up from the championship 4 years ago. He's like, Hugo, don't do it. I'm telling you, don't invest time on Crystal Palace. They will let you down. Well, right now, I think relegation is very much possible for Sam Allardyce, even though he's Sam Allardyce. Ever since he's been there, they've been on a losing streak. I think they've only won one game since Big Sam has made it into Palace, and that was a victory against Bournemouth 2-0 at the Vitality Rig.
Yep.
Momo?
Sorry, what?
Relegation?
Yeah. Oh, someone. Oh, God, yeah, they're down. They're finished. Sunderland, Swansea, and
I don't know about Swansea, man.
Dude, Swansea are 4 points above the relegation.
Really? Okay, I must have missed that.
Are you thinking about Crystal Palace? I just talked about Crystal Palace.
At the moment, you've got Sunderland at the bottom, Crystal Palace are second from bottom. They're both level on points. Hull are 1 point above them, and then you've got Leicester, who are 1 point outside the relegation zone, with Middlesbrough just above them. So you're looking at Middlesbrough, Leicester, Hull, Crystal Palace, or Sunderland's going down, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, Sunderland, Palace, and Leicester.
And we got to talk about the defending Premier League champions, which are Leicester. They got completely dismantled by Swansea 2-0 yesterday at the Liberty Stadium. Rick, I remember when we started the season, you're like, no, I don't think Leicester are going to get relegated. They're probably going to finish 10th. We all said it on this show. And Leicester, the only...
Didn't start putting money on them, dude.
Leicester have lost. How many in a row have they lost? If I'm looking right now at draws, wins, and losses right now. Last five matches, they're the only team that are all red across.
Yeah.
They haven't scored a Premier League goal since... I can't even remember. Was it against Manchester City when they beat them 4-2? I think that's the last time they scored.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny that Momo posted something that I can't see because obviously I don't have Paddy Power here in the States. But he even said that it was a funny meme because it was really taking a shot at Manchester United. But apparently Donald Trump has already signed God knows how many bills already out there. Oscar's made like a ridiculous amount of money. I can't remember how. I don't have the phone right next to me right now. And I forgot what was the other one. But it's just crazy right now that Leicester, your Premier League champions, with the same squad minus N'Golo Kanté, and they have added to their squad, they're right now facing relegation. Now, my question to you guys is this. Is it time for Claudio Ranieri to go? And I know they've been talking about it all over across the media for the last, I don't know, 4 weeks. Is it time for him to go, Rick?
No, it's too late now. It's too late. If you're going to get rid of him, you should have got rid of him at Christmas. They didn't do it. They've kept him. There's no point. He's won the league with them. You're now stuck with him. You don't get rid of him. There's no one you can bring in, so you're stuck with him now.
Momo? You don't do it.
Sorry, man. Oh, my signal's cutting out really badly here. Sorry, Liz. Play on my router 2 seconds.
All right, cool. So, I personally do believe, I agree with you 100%, Rick. They should have gotten rid of him. They should have got rid of him probably even today. They should have gotten rid of him today, if anything. I mean, if it doesn't tell you that this bad form of games for Leicester City is not enough of a red flag, I don't know what it is. And besides, I think Claudio put so much emphasis on this team because of what happened last season, and he's given so much trust to his players that he hasn't been a fierce manager. He still is living on the fairy tale that they're Premier League champions, Rick.
He's living off. They're living off that. But they need to do something quickly, otherwise all sorts are going to fall apart. So they're in complete free fall at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know what's funny is that I think it's on Wednesday they face Sevilla away from home at the Sanchez Pizjuan. I can't see nothing but a Sevilla domination over Leicester City, Rick.
Yeah, I don't expect Sevilla to win that. I really do.
Momo, you back?
I'm back, yeah. Okay. Leicester are a shambles right now. I don't know why or what Ranieri is doing or thinking the way he is and constantly making the comments he makes about last season, because last season, as fantastic as it was, done. It's finished. It's over. This is the season. You're in a relegation dogfight. Fingers out backsides. Roll your sleeves up and get stuck in. You say they play Sevilla on Wednesday?
Yep.
Oh, my God. That could be a horror show for Leicester fans. If I was a Leicester fan, I'd be behind the sofa watching in fear.
You wouldn't even make the trip to Sevilla if you were a Leicester fan, huh?
God, no. Not right now. Not right now. No way. Because it just... But they'll probably go and prove us wrong again and go and, like, get a draw, and it's like, how the hell can they draw against Sevilla when they can't even get past Swansea or Palace? But yeah. Hey-ho, that's just Leicester for some reason this for you.
So you're going Sunderland Palace and Leicester to get relegated, Momo?
I am.
Who do you got going relegated, Rick?
Sunderland, yes. Palace, yes. It's between Leicester and Hull. I'll go with Leicester as well. I'll go with Leicester.
Yeah, I'm going Sunderland. I don't want to say Palace, but I'm almost keen now to say Crystal Palace. I'll go with you guys. I think we'll make it a unanimous vote here. I think it's going to be Sunderland, Palace, and Leicester, because I just don't see Leicester coming back whatsoever from this huge deficit that they got going on right now. Our Leicester City, and if we look at Leicester's next run of games, they play next week. I apologize, guys. They actually play Millwall this upcoming weekend in the FA Cup. They got Sevilla on Wednesday, next Wednesday. Then they play Liverpool at home. Then they play Hull at home. And then they play Arsenal away at the Emirates Stadium. It's a tough run of games if you really think about it. And that Hull versus Leicester match, guys, that right there, it's a relegation battle to happen. And I can't see even Leicester beating Hull, Rick.
Yeah, not sure I can see it either.
It's not looking good for the Premier League champions, guys. Let's continue on really quick. And let's talk about Swansea. Swansea City, ever since, obviously, they've gone through two managers. They're now in their third manager at the moment with Paul Clement. He did win the Premier League Manager of the Award last month in January. However, you can't really count out that they could also get relegated, but I think they're on the right path. Swansea have won three out of the last five games. They've dropped two games throughout that time. However, Swansea at the moment, you think better than Middlesbrough, Leicester, Hull, Palace, and Sunderland?
Yes, I think they've got a new manager lift. They've got a manager boost, so I think they're doing a lot better.
Momo?
Yeah, I think I've got Rick said new manager boost.
And if you look
two D games, but right now it's a big help them.
And if you look at Swansea's next round of games, they're winnable. They except for Chelsea. I think they'll drop to Chelsea. Well, don't. No, I don't think they will drop to Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Then they receive Burnley, Hull. They go to Hull, receive Bournemouth, and then they play Middlesbrough. So it's actually games all bunched up with teams that are underneath them that I think they could get a win or two or maybe even three out of those matches for the exception of Chelsea. I don't think they're going to get a win against Chelsea. I think they could beat Burnley, Rick, just because Burnley, even though at home it has become a fortress, Turf Moor has become a fortress, but I think Burnley away from home are just absolutely terrible. They go to Hull, which that's another good game, you know, for the relegation. We'll see what happens then. I think Hull are fighting with everything to get to stay on the afloat of the Premier League. I think they could beat Bournemouth. Bournemouth have not been playing well, and then they play Middlesbrough at home. I think out of those three games, I could see a win against Burnley, Bournemouth, and Middlesbrough. So I don't know if you guys would agree with that consensus, but that's just the way.
Yeah, sounds about
right. Right? Okay. Let's continue on, guys, really quick. Middle of the table, it's between 10th and 14th. You have West Ham, Southampton, Burnley, Watford, Bournemouth. Can we say that those teams probably? I mean, Southampton will definitely be clear. I think West Ham finally have found their mojo. I think they'll be clear from any type of relegation. I mean, they're 10 points ahead of Hull. I think Burnley as well. I think they only need to win a couple more games, and I think they'll be safe from relegation. Watford as well. They've been winning two out of the last five games. They've actually won back to back when they beat Arsenal, and we all laughed the powers at that. That was actually great. However, Bournemouth, though, at the other hand, guys, I mean, can they also be scrapping for relegation? They have lost three, only drawn two, and they do play Manchester City later on today, Rick.
Yeah, I think Bournemouth are going to be a safe mid-table team, to be honest. I don't think they're doing so badly, so I'm not sure they'll get a result against City at home, but I see them as a safe mid-table team for the rest of the season.
Momo? I think Momo's connection is pretty bad, so we'll continue on, Rick, really quick. Let's continue on now. Everton, West Brom, Stoke, from 7th to 9th. I think they're going to finish off probably in that same exact amount from now until the end of the season. Maybe West Ham and Southampton could pick up points. I don't think Burnley's going to go higher more than 11th, really, when it comes to the Premier League. However, West Brom, I've been very, very I've been amazed with West Brom. And, in fact, this is a team last season, Rick, that we even thought about. Hey, they could be facing relegation for West Bromwich Albion.
Yeah, they're doing really well this season. It's a big surprise, but they've just been quietly moving up the table, getting wins. Nothing fancy and exciting, but just been getting wins, quietly moving up the table, and at this rate, they could be pushing for Europe.
Really?
I think so. Why not?
They're 12 points behind the Europa League spots.
And? It's only 12 points. What's that? Four games?
And then they have to face the likes of Man United, Man City, Liverpool, and Arsenal that could be fighting for those spots as well. You really think West Brom could do that?
Yeah, why not? Terrible, dude. I'm talking about Europa League, not Champions League.
I'm talking about Europa League as well. They also have Everton ahead of them, 4 points ahead of them.
It's doable. 4 points is nothing in football. Nothing.
Okay. Rick says it's doable. Top of the table, guys, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City, and Man United. The most consistent team, and it pains me to say this over the last 3 weeks, Rick, have been Manchester United. It pains me saying that. However, I think finally it's gelling out everything at Old Trafford. However, I still don't see them finishing top four. I think Chelsea, Spurs, and Arsenal, Liverpool, and City. Can United make the top four? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say, yeah, they will, because obviously they're Man United. But they have been pretty consistent the last couple of weeks, Rick.
Yeah, they've been doing well. They've had a good run. So, whether they finish Champions League positions, well, Champions League, I'm not sure, but I'm just, you know, they've been consistent.
And then obviously top of the league, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester City. Manchester City win today at West Brom will put him ahead of Liverpool, Arsenal, and Tottenham, which will put him at second, close the gap at Chelsea at 8 points. However, even though Chelsea have dropped two games out of the last five, they've dropped points, still. Chelsea clear-cut winners for the Premier League this season, Rick. I don't think anyone can catch Chelsea. I just don't see it happening.
No, I think Chelsea for the league. I think they won it by Christmas, to be honest. So.
Wow, Christmas. A lot of people have actually said that by Christmas they have actually won the league title. Momo, you're back or no? God, freaking Momo and his damn Scottish freaking connection. Get a better internet, Momo. You just got that damn internet. Get that better internet. Yeah, man. So Rick says Chelsea. I say Chelsea. I'm sure Momo would also say Chelsea are going to win the Premier League this season. However, your top four, if you have to right now looking at it, Rick, who would you put up there?
I'd go Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, maybe City. Maybe.
You're not too convinced, though, are you?
No, I'm not convinced of City, and I'm not convinced on I'm not convinced on Tottenham, to be honest, or Arsenal. So
it could really go between whoever, between Tottenham and United. Any of those top four could definitely be in the top four.
Yeah.
Obviously, you include Chelsea in that because they are your champions elect, if you really think about it, as of now, unless Chelsea just go on a horrendous run and just start losing games. But I doubt that'll happen. That's not going to happen. And then the derby for Manchester City and Manchester United has been postponed, Rick, right, because of the League Cup final at the end of the month. Do we still have a date for when that match is going to be played, or they still haven't chose a date yet?
Not been announced yet, but I assume it will be midweek on like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
It has to be. There's no other way, unless they play it throughout when the FA Cup is on a Sunday, and if those two teams do get knocked out of the FA Cup, then I'm sure that's what they'll play it. But it's probably going to be midweek. It happened, though. What didn't it happen when Man City, 3 years ago, won the league title, and they had a post, and they also won the League Cup?
Yeah, they played on a Monday night.
They played midweek. Was it a Monday night? The Man United? Okay. I thought it was a Wednesday. But all right. Champions League really quick, Greg, before we go ahead and get out of here. We got to go with these predictions, man. We have to go with these predictions. So we talk about Leicester. We already talked about Leicester Sevilla. There's absolutely no way that Sevilla is going to lose to Leicester City, are they?
I wouldn't say there's no way. I just think Sevilla favourites.
Okay. Juventus versus Porto.
Juventus.
Juventus. Yeah, I'll go with Juventus as well. Atletico Madrid and Bayer Leverkusen.
Bayer Leverkusen.
You're lying. I hope you're just doing that just to grind my gears. Come on. Really?
Yeah, I am just doing it to grind my gears. I don't know. I think this is a close game. I actually think it's a close game. So I'd go with Atletico just about. I think they'll score more at home, but away I think they'll be trosh. So
I'll go Atletico
just about. I don't think it's gonna be as entertaining as that 6-3 we had years ago. So
I think Atletico Madrid as well will go through. Arsenal, Bayer Leverkusen. Arsenal versus Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich.
No way Arsenal. Just. There's no way Arsenal could edge it.
Not really. I just don't think they've got a lot defensively. I'm going Bayern Munich.
I just love how Bayern Munich trolls Arsenal every single time, though. And I don't know if you saw a couple of weeks ago where Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen both dumped an Arsenal fan. I think he said something about what did he say? He said something about Arsenal are going to win the Champions League, and then Bayern Munich's like, oh, we'll see you in London, and then Bayer Leverkusen underneath posts post the last two fixtures that Arsenal plays before that time, and I think it was the loss against against Watford and Chelsea. Oh, it was great. It was great how even Bayer Leverkusen thumped an Arsenal fan. Real Madrid versus Napoli. To me, this is the closest tie out of all of them, Rick.
Really?
I think so. Napoli are playing very well, man.
No, I think Real Madrid are going to walk this. It's going to get, we're going to get back to the Bernabeu. I think Napoli are going to get thumped.
Well, the first game is at the Bernabeu.
Yeah, I think they're going to get thumped. So I think it's going to be game over in the first game. So.
Momo, are you back?
I'm back, yeah, I just got back on Nate.
Okay, we're talking about Champions League really quick.
All right, okay.
We're talking about Leicester Sevilla. I think we already gave our consensus that I think Sevilla are going to win, right?
Mm-hmm, okay. Definitely.
Juventus Porto?
Juve.
Atletico Madrid, Bayer Leverkusen.
Atleti.
Arsenal, Bayern Munich.
Bayern.
Yeah.
Real Madrid and Napoli. I think it's the closest tie out of all of them.
Hopefully Napoli, but I can't see it.
Why can't you guys see it? Okay, well, Napoli's been playing good football. Real Madrid hasn't been convincing. I mean, I'm going to say Real Madrid too, but I mean, we're not giving no love to Napoli.
So why are we having this conversation?
Because we're not giving any love to Napoli. We're playing one Serie A.
You agree with them.
Just like made this whole continuing coordination pointless, though, with that statement.
Yeah. Next game.
Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain.
Barcelona.
Benfica, Borussia Dortmund.
Dortmund.
See, I think this is a close game. Seriously, I'm not kidding. I think it's a close game. I'm going to go with Dortmund just.
You didn't sound too convinced, did you?
No, I'm still not convinced.
I'll go with Dortmund as well. And finally, Manchester City versus Monaco. Rick, I want to hear you on this one.
City 2-1 win in aggregate.
In aggregate?
Yeah.
Momo?
City.
That was reluctant as well, wasn't it?
Not really. Because Man City got a much better score than a better manager. Because Monaco, you know, okay, they've got Falcao's going well, but they've been out of the big competitions for a couple of years now, so they don't have the wherewithal and the sort of bigger experience anymore. The Man City have got a little bit of now, so it's hard. But Man City, on their day, sometimes have a bit of a wobble. But I think we'll get through.
Does Guardiola play Caballero in these Champions League ties, Rick?
I don't know. I think he's going to go back to Bravo. So.
I'll go with Manchester City. When I'll go with the 3-1 aggregate scoreline. I think we beat them at the Etihad Stadium, but I think once we go to the Stade Louis, to the Stade Louis, I think Monaco could edge it. It might be just a 1-0 victory for Monaco. If City do get a good win at the Etihad, then it's all over. I don't care what happens over there in France, or not even France, because it's not even Monaco's not part of France. It's just a province of it. So I'll take Monaco on the way leg, but I think Monaco are not going to be Man City. They're going to finish 3-1. Yeah, guys, basically, how long have we been on the air? We've been on the air for, about 55 minutes. Really quick, guys, don't forget later on today, our exclusive interview on Soul and Sports with WBC World Heavyweight Champion Deontay Wilder. It's going to be a huge, and I'm a huge Deontay Wilder fan. I don't know if you are, Rick. I know you like your boxing. I really like Wilder. If you guys have any questions for Wilder, let me know so I could post them so we could ask the champ. Mike wanted me to ask all you guys. I told him we were doing a show today. He goes, ask the guys if they have any questions that they want to ask the champ. So if you do have any questions, let me know on the WhatsApp group. It should definitely be a fun interview. We're actually going to record that like around 3:30 our time, and it'll be actually we'll play it on Soul and Sports. Also tonight, Perfect Peck Talks Radio, we're going to talk Elimination Chamber, which I know Rick's not too happy about the Elimination Chamber, or he really didn't care about the Elimination Chamber. I know Momo's just watching it now.
I'm halfway through roughly, but I won't be on the show tonight because I'm going to dinner.
No, that's fine. It's fine. It's totally understandable. Rick, man.
I know because of rage.
Rick, man, you got to come on the show more often. I know your roster has changed. You'll probably be able to join us a little bit more. But yeah, man, he was actually stuck in Alaska, like Andy said last time, in those pipelines. Donald Trump's been putting him to work over there. I don't know what's going on with Rick, but he's back. He was back today, so which is good. He's back today. Didn't get deported by Donald Trump. He actually made it back to England safely.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, guys, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Don't forget to join. Follow us on Twitter. Rick is at Rick Fishboy, RickFishBoy. Any questions, any comments, any hate mail to Rick, please direct it to his Twitter, at Rick Fishboy. Yeah. He likes hate mail.
Enjoy it. Find it fun.
He likes to troll all you guys. Mobo, what's your Twitter or your social media, man?
Twitter is at OSWTVKev, and Facebook's just Kevin Morrison. Find me on Flock Football. Normally taking the mick out of Powers or our good friend what do you call him?
Yeah, Momo loves to talk MLF, so if you guys want to talk MLF.
MLF. Not MLS, there's no such thing as MLF. Get it right. I'll get upset.
Really quick before we get out of here, guys, really quick. I know it's only a week. It's already happened a week ago. What do you guys think of the Super Bowl? Really quick for our listeners. I thought it was a fantastic Super Bowl. A lot of people are saying that the fix was in, though, for the New England Patriots to beat the Atlanta Falcons when they were down 25-9, Rick. Is the fix in, or is Tom Brady that damn good?
I can always see them coming back. I just don't think Atlanta were that great defensively, and they proved it. So, yeah. It's a shame.
Momo?
No, I feel more sorry for Atlanta than I am happy for New England, so...
I was in Newcastle getting drunk at Insane Championship Wrestling Square Go, so don't know.
So you didn't really get to watch the Super Bowl. All right, guys, for Rick, Momo, and myself, we'll see you all soon. Take care. Peace.